Okay, so for today's learning in Mishneh Berurah Yomi, we talk about the mitzvah of Tosvos Shabbos, to add on to Kedusha Shabbos. And this applies bein b'chnisasoi, bein b'yitziasoi. This applies both at the onset of Shabbos and after Shabbos expires. So you're supposed to tack on a little Kedusha to Shabbos right at the beginning, before Shkia begins. And you're supposed to add on to Shabbos at the end, so that Shabbos and its Kedusha extend past the allotted time frame of Shabbos. That's the mitzvah of Tosvos Shabbos. According to most Rishonim, it's a mitzvah d'oraisa. It's a biblical mitzvah to add on Kedusha to Shabbos. And therefore, says the Mishneh Berurah, says the Shulchan Aruch, say the Paiskim, you have to make sure that before Shabbos actually begins in Halacha, so let's say Shabbos, we assume, begins at Shkia, you have to make sure that you're Mekabel Shabbos a little earlier. So like this, you're in fulfillment of the mitzvah of Tosvos Shabbos. How long before Shabbos do you have to do the mitzvah of Tosvos Shabbos? So Ramesha holds that it doesn't have to be long. Ramesha says even 2 or 3 minutes is okay, like it doesn't have to be even 5 minutes. Some places can say it should be 5 minutes before Shkia, but be that as it may, there does have to be some amount of Kedusha added to Shabbos at the beginning. And this is via the acceptance of Shabbos before the allotted time, before Shkia, in the fulfillment of Tosvos Shabbos. Again, the Shulchan Aruch is following the sheet of Rabbeinu Tam. So according to Rabbeinu Tam, Shkia is much later, right? It's actually like 58 minutes after the regular Shkia. But for us who try to follow the regular Shkia and make sure that we abstain from Malacha already from the onset of the regular Shkia, so like this, you have to be Mekayim the mitzvah of Tosvos Shabbos by adding on Kedusha to that time frame. So that would be a few minutes before the onset of our Shkia. I want to highlight one very common problem that arises that we have to overcome if we want to fulfill the mitzvah of Tosvos Shabbos. According to the way we assume, as I mentioned, Shabbos begins at Shkia. Now, what that means is that once the sun sets, it's already a Suffolk Lila. It might be already Lila. And therefore, in order to mekayim the mitzvah of adding to Shabbos, you have to mekabel Shabbos sometime before Shkia. Before Shkia. The problem is that many, many shuls, especially during the winter season, daven mincha on Friday evening, very close to Shkia. Let's say they're davening mincha 10 to 15 minutes before Shkia. And right after mincha, they begin Kabbalah Shabbos. Now, by the time the minyan says Bayi B'Shalom, which is the formal way of being Mekabel Shabbos, you say Bayi B'Shalom, the minyan together says that we're accepting Shabbos when we say Bayi B'Shalom or Mizmer Shaliyam Shabbos. In many cases, when they say it, it's already past Shkia. And the question is, the men davening in these minyanim ostensibly are not fulfilling the mitzvah of Tosvos Shabbos, according to many paiskim, because you have to mekabel Shabbos for Tosvos Shabbos before Shkia, and they're davening mincha right before Shkia, and the halacha is that once you're mekabel Shabbos, you can't daven mincha. So what are you going to do, mekabel Shabbos and then daven mincha? Once you're mekabel Shabbos, you're making it Shabbos. So once you're making it Shabbos, that's a contradiction to Chol davening, so you wouldn't be able to daven mincha of Friday afternoon. So the question is, how do these minyanim go about fulfilling Tosvos Shabbos? So I share with you just a couple of solutions presented by the Paiskim to try to mitigate this problem. So first of all, I'm going to share with you what the Shemir Shabbos Kilchasa brings down. Now, this is not something that's commonly done. This is not the minhag, but this is something worth pointing out. Says the Shemir Shabbos Kilchasa, perhaps, if a person realizes that he's not going to be able to finish the Silas Shemana Esrei of Mincha before Shkia, so he should daven alone. Daven b'yechidus before Shkia. Be mekabel Shabbos. And then you go to shul to answer Kedusha. So you're answering Kedusha, but really you already davened on your own mincha beforehand. So that's the first eitzah, which is not commonly done. The yachid realizes that he's not going to be able to finish the silent shemana essay of mincha before Shkia. He has a problem of how he's in going to fulfill the mitzvah of Tosvos Shabbos. So what he does is he davens alone. He davens b'yechidus mincha before Shkia. He's mekabel Shabbos. Then he goes to shul to answer Kedusha, etc., etc. Eitzah number two, says Reb Shlomo Zalman, quoted in the Sefer Halicha Shlema Perek Yud Dalet, Ha'ora Gimel. Maybe what a person should do is as follows. If he realizes that, you know, mincha is close to shkia, and he's not going to be able to finish the silent Shemana Esrei of mincha before shkia, what he should do is be mekabel Shabbos before mincha with a tenai. He should accept upon himself Shabbos with a stipulation by saying, even though I'm accepting Shabbos upon myself, I'm doing it with the condition that I'm still able to daven mincha. And you should add the phrase to fulfill all the shittas by saying that right before shkia, I accept Shabbos completely without any tenai, without any stipulation. So you make a Kabbalah al tenai. Before mincha, you say al tenai that I'm still able to daven mincha, I want to be mekabel Shabbos now. And a moment before the shkia, I want to be a Kabbalah without any stipulation, without any tenai. That's etza number two. So the first etza was daven b'chidus, be mekabel Shabbos, come to shul, answer kedusha, etc. Again, not commonly done. Etza number two, Rav Shlomo Zalman says, before mincha, be mekabel Shabbos al tenai, that you're still able to daven mincha, even though it's really a contradiction to Shabbos, because it's a choyel shmina esrei. The Titz Eliezer says as follows. Says the Titz Eliezer in Yud Gimel, Tshuva Mem Beis, if you find yourself in this predicament, the following solution is available. Says the Titz Eliezer, if you find yourself right before shkia and you have a choice, either daven mincha or be mekabel Shabbos, it's not a problem. You could be mekabel Shabbos before davening mincha. Why? He says like this. This that we have a klal, this that we have a rule, that if you're mekabel Shabbos, you can't daven mincha of chol anymore because it's a steer, it's a conflict, because you already accepted upon yourself kedusha Shabbos. Says the Titz Eliezer, this rule is only true if the Kabbalah Shabbos was a Kabbalah that was done b'tzibor. It was done with a minyan. You answered Borchu. You said Mizmor Shel Yom Shabbos with a tzibor. A tzibor de Kabbalah is more strong, and that type of Kabbalah upends the opportunity of Mincha Chol. You can't have Mincha Chol after you accepted Shabbos, but only if it was a Kabbalah Shabbos that was a Kabbalah Shel Tzibor. However, if you only accepted Shabbos b'yechidus, you personally accepted Shabbos, and you didn't do b'tzibor with a minyan, you're allowed to daven mincha. It's not a stira, it's not a contradiction. So therefore, says the Yezer, that which people are davening mincha close to shkia is okay. Why? They can be mekabel Shabbos before mincha. Once you're mekabel Shabbos, you can't daven mincha. The answer is, that's not true when it comes to a Kabbalah Shabbos d'yachid. And since it's a personal Kabbalah Shabbos, they're able to daven mincha after this Kabbalah.